for kind of cutaway shots to break up, because there'd be a page of images of a person and then maybe just a lomo of the guy walking, so just the legs walking down, or we've got one of, like, you know, a building and sky looking up. And annual reports by default tend to be quite boring. They're for the shareholders or whatever to look at, so it's all figures and you fall asleep by page two. And I think that's the reason why they wanted to give the imagery a bit of an edge. They were inspired by lomography, I think, as a paradigm in photography, or a style.
Shoot From the Hip, the world's coolest camera, was produced and presented by Lucy Ash. The editor was Maria Belinska.
The digital station on radio, TV and online. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Those uncanny investigators, MI13, are back on the case on BBC Radio 4 Extra. In a brand new adventure, the Scarifiers are investigating the demise of Jimmy the Spiv, who apparently got hold of a very secret weapon.
So what became of this unknown object that came into Jimmy's hands by unknown means?
Not a clue. Wasn't on the body, that's for sure.
We were hoping you could give us a lead, as you're the leading authority on the reprobate.
Well, where was the last place he was seen alive?
Brilliant! That's the kind of thing we need. Gut intuition.
Well, with a gut like that.
Yes. Leslie Phillips and Nigel Havers join the cast for The Secret Weapon of Doom, our Scarifiers adventure, starting in tonight's Seventh Dimension at 6:30 and again at 12:30.
The digital station on radio, TV and online. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Fresh, canned or juiced, it's delicious. I love them. But what do we know about the history, or indeed the symbolism, of the pineapple? Ian Peacock delves into the story of the King of Fruits in Lady Curzon and a Pineapple in 30 minutes, after the final omnibus edition of Ambridge Extra.
Bowl's nearly empty. Need something to warm me up. Oh, where are you, Miss Amy Franks? Every other nurse has walked by. She's got to come out of there eventually. Well, I'm damned if I'm going to let some stuck-up vicar's daughter treat me that way. Wait. Gone into the car park. Finally. Right then. Let's have some fun.
Hope she's in. Yeah, she's definitely back from Bristol. Come on. Guess I can always wait on the doorstep. Hang on, was that...
Hey, Erin, it's Dan.
That was her, wasn't it? Okay. Just act natural. She's seen me now.
Happy belated Christmas.
Dan, what are you doing here?
What does it look like?
You can't just turn up. Why didn't you call or something?
I wanted it to be a surprise. It is, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Can I come in? Are your parents home?
No. Look, it's really not a good time. I'm just on my way out.
Oh.
I need to lock up.
Well, where are you going? I could come with you.
No, Dan. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. You can't just send me away. I brought you your Christmas presents. What's the problem? Look, just give me 5 minutes. You can at least spare me that, can't you?
All right. 5 minutes.
Thanks.
But then you really do have to go.
What day? Breached birth and an induced labour. Think I'll have to have a bath when I get home. At least I've got tomorrow off. Though, I did say I'd go shopping with Usha.
Amy!
Oh,
young woman like you ought to be careful in a place like this.
Clive, how did you know?
Your job, I was looking out for you.
Just go away.
No.
Let me open
Why
the door.
Why are you always so rude to me?
His breath.
I only want to know if you had a nice Christmas. How do you think I spent mine then, eh?
Please, somebody.
Help!
Well?
Over here!
You seem to think you know so much about me.
You probably spent it in the gutter. That's where you belong.
Oh, you little...
Just leave me alone. Or next time I'll call the police.
Amy!
All right. It's okay. Just stay calm.
You can't run away.
You're going to be fine. Just...
Amy!
Oh, come on.
Start the engine.
Go.
Where's the ignition?
You're not much of an angel, are you?
Oh, I really thought he was going to...
Amy!
Damn it. I'm going to have to go around. Okay, no problem. Deep breaths. You're safe now.
Oi, where do you think you're...
Oh, no. He just stepped out.
Clive! We're going to need some help.
At least open the presents.
No, Dan, I can't.
Well, why not?
I've told you, I've got to go.
I've gone to all this effort.
Well, you shouldn't have. Look, just stop pushing me, all right? I said in the text I couldn't see you.
But that was because you were away. Have I done something wrong? Because if I have, you know, I can fix it.
It's not you.
Then what is it?
Look, Dan... You're a really sweet guy.
Sweet? So what, I never really meant that much to you?
Don't.
It was only a game.
No, of course.
Come on.
You don't want to know.
Why? Is it somebody else? Oh. All right. So who is it then? Dom? Milsey?
No.
Well, it's got to be someone.
Dan, I just...
Just tell me the truth. Erin, please.
Then you better go and ask your dad.
Well, my dad? What do you mean?
He made a pass at me, Dan. Why do you think I've been staying away? How could I keep seeing you after he...
What? Erin, tell me. What did he do?
When we went to the clinical club together, outside at the pub... He tried to kiss me.
No.
And at the Christmas concert, he got me in a room with him during the interval.
No, he wouldn't.
I'm not lying to you. You can see his texts. Here, I'll show you. You know, at first I thought he was just being nice, you know, because of the vet stuff. But then... Well, you can see for yourself.
Hi, Erin. Just wanted to say how fantastic you were. Wish I could take you everywhere with me. Al.
I'm sorry, Dan. But what could I do? Your dad, he just wouldn't leave me alone.
It's all right. Try not to move. I've called for help.
Oh, my chest.
I know.
Come on, where are they? We're at a hospital, for goodness sake.
No, I need to...
Clive!
The curfew!
You have to keep still. You might have hurt your back.
Oh.
That's it. Just lie there. Here, I'm going to put my coat over you. It'll keep you warm. Can you breathe all right?
They're going to take me away.
What? Who?
Because of the video, the one Crawford took.
Matt?
It weren't my fault, honest. He told me to lift the scrap.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
I only wanted to see me, Mum.
Listen, can you tell me where you are?
What? No, he picked me up in his car.
Oh, hell, this is my fault.
If he hadn't... What was I saying? Matt, George, me dad... Oh, we're always to blame.
He might not want...
Clive? Mm. Look, Clive, don't go to sleep. Come on, talk to me.
What?
You were telling me about your dad.
Oh, yeah, me dad. He's a git. He'd take his belt to me just for messing in his shed. And the teachers.
What?
Horrible, horrible. That's all I've ever been. In the playground. The other kids, I couldn't help it. Dad said, just stand up to him. It's a murder. They all stayed away from me after that.
Clive?
Oh.
Is that them? Clive, come on. I think the paramedics are here.
Oh, thank goodness. What? No.
This way.
Don't let them lock me up again.
I'm not. Don't worry, it's okay. They're here to look after you.
No, I don't know where Daniel is. Got the house to myself. Yeah. Well, I expect to be home soon. Do you want me to start dinner? All right, Sheila love. Yeah, in a bit.
Might start looking at hotels for the summer. Ought to book before they get too extortionate.
Ah, Daniel. Just the man I need to talk to. I've been thinking about our trip to the Olympics. How do you fancy making a proper holiday of it?
As if I'd go anywhere with you.
I'm sorry?
Where's Mum?
She's decorating the village hall. Daniel?
You bastard.
What?
How could you? You make me sick.
Hey, now, hang on. Just calm down. What's the matter?
Don't pretend you don't know.
I don't.
What was it? Some kind of midlife crisis? You just couldn't keep your hands off her. See? You know what I'm talking about.
No. Look, Daniel, hang on
a minute. She was my girlfriend. My first proper girlfriend, and you...
What? What's Erin told you?
It's disgusting.
Because I promise you, whatever it is, it's not true.
You kissed her.
I didn't.
You forced yourself on her in a classroom at school.
That's a lie.
You're the liar.
She's the one that kissed me. She had a crush. She thought I felt the same.
So what about the texts, then? Did she make those up?
Texts?
Oh, Erin, you're fantastic. I wish we could be together all the time.
I never wrote that.
When are you visiting next? I could do with some more of that smile.
Oh, wait, no, hold on. That was after she charmed Mr. Purvis. It's not the way it sounds.
Yeah, right. All those evenings you kept her late in the surgery. But you're supposed to be with me.
She insisted. I wanted her to spend time with you.
So how come you tried to talk me out of seeing her then?
When?
The other week. Told me she wasn't the right person. You just wanted her for yourself.
Now, that's ridiculous. I just didn't want you to find out.
I bet you didn't.
I was trying to protect you. I knew what she was like.
You just didn't want me to find out your dirty little secret.
No!
It's why you were so desperate to get us away from the concert.
That's not true.
Letting Mum believe you were just helping
Erin. It just wasn't like that,
really,
Daniel.
You just wanted to...
Daniel, just listen!
You make my skin crawl.
Where are you going?
Upstairs. Waiting to talk to Mum.
Stay there.
You'd better start packing
your bags. I said enough! Your mother knows what happened. I told her last week. Now, I've heard you. You come back here and listen to me. There's no way in this world I'd do something like that to you.
Huh.
Or to Mum. Don't you remember? I wasn't even sure if Erin should shadow me. But Mum was keen, and I could see how much you liked having her around.
Don't try and blame this on me.
I'm not.
It sounds like
Daniel, please. I'm only trying to explain.
Well, go on then.
To begin with, it all seemed fine. Erin was very friendly, but I just took that for enthusiasm about being a vet. I mean, maybe I could have been more astute. But you're right, I didn't think a young girl like that would be interested in an old fart like me.
And?
And then she asked to spend more and more time with me, started telling me stuff.
What stuff?
Personal stuff. Look, I know I should have nipped it in the bud, but honestly, I didn't want you to get hurt. But then she came with me to the clinical club and we were saying goodnight and... That's when she kissed me.
How?
Daniel.
You must have let her.
No. No, it wasn't like that. Look, as soon as she did, I told her that it was wrong, that nothing could ever happen between us.
So all the time she was seeing me. It was an excuse to be with you.
I don't know. I can't explain what was going on in her head. All I can tell you is that I did nothing to encourage
her. Except for the text.
Oh, for God's sake. Have you any idea how serious this is for me? To have a 17-year-old girl threatening to accuse me of kissing her or molesting her or God knows what else. Because that's what she was doing at the concert. It's why I had to tell Mum, you have to believe me.
Well, I don't.
Daniel!
You didn't see how upset she was. I had to force it out of her.
I'm only telling the truth. She's a fantasist. She's not the girl you think she is.
No! Don't you dare! I've never felt about anyone the way I feel about Erin. She really liked me. Even though I'm not like all the other lads.
Oh, Daniel.
And now you've ruined everything. Don't touch me. You might have managed to fool Mum, but it won't work on me.
I'm not trying to fool anyone. Daniel, please, I'm your father.
No, you're not. And you never will be.
Hi, Aisha.
Oh, Amy. Sorry. No, it's okay. I just didn't hear you. Would you like a coffee? I think it's brewed.
No, thanks. I've got stuff I need to go and do.
We're still meeting up this afternoon, though, aren't we?
Yeah, of course.
Good. Mabel's taking your dad into Darrington. I can't face the sales on my own. 1 o'clock at the tea rooms?
Yeah, great. I'll see you then.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
So what time did he get in?
Oh, just after 3, I think. Toast?
What? Oh, no, thanks. I just don't know what else I can do to persuade him.
Then don't bother.
Oh, morning, love. Would you like some breakfast?
Yeah, come on, take a seat.
No. Not while he's here.
Daniel.
Where are you going?
Just out.
Look, I only want to talk.
Well, I don't.
We need to clear this up.
Didn't you hear me? You shouldn't even still be here.
Daniel, sit down.
Alistair, it's all right.
But I can't...
Just leave him. Have you got your phone? Daniel!
Yes, why?
Oh, just give it to me.
Okay.
Thanks. Daniel! Wait! Hold on, don't run off.
I said go away.
Oh, this isn't going to get any better if we don't talk about it. Come on, you can talk to me.
I'm going for a ride.
Well, that's fine.
It's all right, Daybreak.
But before you do, darling, I need you to see something. Last night, your dad showed me the texts Erin sent him.
Mum?
I know it's hard.
Don't you get it? I'm not interested.
Daniel!
He's full of bull.
I didn't want to look either, but I had to. You're just going to have to be grown up about this. Here. It's both sides of the conversation. You can see the dates.
When are you visiting next? I could do with some more of that smile.
Go on.
Hey, Al. Don't worry about Mr. Purvis. I'll just flutter my eyelashes at him. November 21st. Tomorrow's fine, Erin, but I can only spare half an hour. From Erin. November 22nd. Had a fab time with you today. Can't stop thinking about when I can come over again.
You see?
My evenings are so boring when I'm not with you. Kiss, kiss. E.
She was the one coming on to him.
But...
He really didn't do anything.
He still could have stopped it.
Oh, your dad just didn't want to see you get hurt, that's all. Oh, come on, love. He knows he made a mistake. Your dad would never do what she's accusing him of. I know that. And believe me, I was furious when he first told me. And you know it too, don't you? Daniel.
No.
Look, I'm sorry. I wish I hadn't had to show you those. But you were so convinced.
I thought she really liked me, Mum.
I know.
And all the time.
And I'm sure she did like you.
Not as much as Dad, though.
Well, oh, come here. This is my fault as well. I should have told you sooner. I only didn't because I love you.
I know.
And your dad loves you as well.
Where is he? C. Horobin. This is the right ward. Oh, please. Please don't say they've moved him. What if he's got worse?
Hello? Clive.
Oh. Well, well, well. Come to gloat?
No, of course not. I just wanted to check how you are. You're looking better than I expected.
I've been worse.
Yeah?
Two broke ribs, battered pelvis.
What about your neck?
Yeah, hairline...
Fracture?
Yeah. That's why they got me in this brace thing.
Right, yeah. Listen. Clive,
I suppose I really ought to thank you.
Sorry?
That's what these doctors keep telling me anyhow, you know, because of me spying.
Well, I could hardly leave you there, could I?
Well, I would have done. So, anyway, ta.
That's all right.
Oh, how sick it was I? I know I were rambling, so, you know, whatever I said to you, I mean, it was all rubbish.
Yeah, of course.
Don't pay any heed to it.
Look, I'm just glad to see that you're all right. Do you know how long they're going to keep you in?
As long as they like. Free meals, pretty nurses.
Right. Well, it sounds as if you've got it all sorted.
Yeah.
Well, I'll leave you in peace then, shall I?
Okay.
Right.
Oh, and Amy.
Yep.
Maybe I'll see you in Ambridge sometime.
You're not coming back, are you?
Who knows? Never say never, eh?
Shula?
Hi. Someone here needs to speak to you.
Daniel?
Hey.
I've shown him Erin's messages.
Oh, right. Well...
Look, I've got some paperwork to do. I'll leave you two alone.
Thanks, love. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks.
Okay. Daniel, listen...
I'm sorry.
What?
I shouldn't have said the things I did.
No, no.
It wasn't fair.
Daniel, I'm the one who should be apologising. Those texts. If I could go back and do things differently.
I know.
I just hoped I could let Erin down gently without destroying your relationship.
Yeah, well...
I made a mess of it.
It's okay. Should have known she'd never be interested in me anyway.
Hey.
As if.
Come on, that's rubbish.
Is it? Don't know how I'm going to face her at school.
Why? You don't need to be ashamed.
Everyone's going to be laughing at me. There goes Dan. Thought he might actually stand a chance.
No, they won't.
What an idiot.
This isn't about you. Honestly, the way Erin's treated you, she doesn't deserve you. She's not worth it, Daniel, all right? She just uses men for attention. None of this reflects on you.
Maybe. There's still no way I'm going to the ball on Saturday.
Why ever not?
I can't. What if she's there?
So? You've still got every right to go. In fact, it'd be good if she sees you there. Show her you're above her silly games.
But why didn't you tell us, Amy?
I don't know.
You should have reported him. Seriously, if Clive's been following
me... It wasn't all down to him, though. I mean, I was pretty harsh to him.
That's still no excuse.
It's not just that, though.
What?
I'm not even sure I didn't mean to hit him, Osha. Yes, he was drunk and he stumbled out in front of the car, but I don't know, maybe subconsciously...
Oh, come on, you know that's nonsense.
I'm not sure anymore. The way that I felt when I saw him last week, it was like just this anger. I couldn't control it.
All right, but...
I mean, what if it's the same thing that made my mum stab that girl?
Is that what you're worried about? That you've inherited it somehow?
I've always had a temper. And Dad, well, he says how much I remind him of her.
Oh, sweetheart.
It used to make me feel connected to her, but now I...
Your mum made a mistake. You don't believe it made her a bad person, do you?
No.
So you're not a bad person either. Come on. We'll have parts of us we're ashamed of, thoughts that we wouldn't want anyone else to hear. It's how we act on them that's important. And you helped Clive.
That was just my training kicking in.
Exactly, your instincts as a carer.
Maybe. It's funny though, Clive was telling me about his childhood when we were waiting for the paramedics. I mean, if things had been different for me...
Different?
If I'd have had his upbringing...
No, 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 no. Look, Clive made his choices. I've dealt with a lot of criminals, Amy, and you're not a bit like them.
I hope not.
Of course you aren't. You're kind and compassionate and warm-hearted. Your mum would be very proud. And so am I.
Thank you.
For what it's worth?
No, it's worth a lot, Usha, really. No, I couldn't talk to Dad or Gran, not about Mum. I'm just so glad that you are a part of our family.
Oh.
And you're right. It's not all about the past.
Oh, this is silly. You're a very special girl, Amy. Makes me wish I'd known your mum. She must have been very special too.
Right then, don't lose the cloakroom ticket. Oh no, quick. Did you see me? Come on, just walk over.
Hi.
God, she looks amazing.
Dan, you came.
Who's that she's with?
I wasn't sure if you would.
Of course. I paid for the ticket, hadn't I?
No, I just meant...
He's got to be twice her age.
Hi, I'm Miles.
Oh, sorry, this is...
Dan.
Good to meet you.
Daniel, let's get to the bar.
Sure. I'm sorry, she's on a mission.
It's all right.
Wow, look at you.
Amy.
Loving the DJ.
Thanks.
So, where is this girlfriend of yours?
It didn't work out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a shame. So, you're seeing in the new year on your own?
I guess so.
Well, we can't have that. No, come on, there's no time to lose.
Yeah, with some ice, please.
Last round before the big moment, eh?
Oh, hi.
Dan, wasn't it?
Miles?
That's right. So tell me, how do you know Erin?
Oh, just from school.
Right. Fett school, you mean?
The cathedral school. I'm in the sixth form there.
Sixth form? So what, she used to go there?
No, we're in the same year together.
But Erin's a vet. She's just graduated.
Is that what she told you?
Miles, come on, it's almost midnight. Oh, hi, Dan.
Erin, what's all this about you two going to school together? How old are you?
Dan, what have you been telling him?
How old?
Well, go on. She's 17.
17? Seriously?
Does it matter?
Just a bit. I'm not a cradle snatcher. Keep your drink. Go find someone your own age.
Miles!
Oh, dear.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
What? You lied to him? Seems like you've been doing that a lot. I saw the text you sent my dad.
What? I was just being friendly. He led me on.
Give it up!
How do you know I even wrote them?
I'm not falling for it, all right?
But you...
Less than a minute to go!
Tell your stories to somebody else. I've got a life to get on with.
Time to find someone to grab hold of.
Hey, Dan, where have you been?
Amy.
Oh, what happened to that friend I introduced you to?
I'm not sure.
Well, you look like you're getting on really well together.
Oh, we were.
Well then, stay there. I will go and find her.
Here we go.
Uh-oh, it's too late.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Right, don't move. I will be back in a sec.
Sure.
Josie! Happy 2012! Where's your sister?
Well, that could have been worse. Wonder if there's a signal in here. Cool. New text. Hey. Thanks for always being there, Dad. Happy New Year.
Ambridge Extra was written by Tim Stimson. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosie Bolton and Sarah Conkey. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.
And so, to begin my life with the beginning of my life.
An idyllic childhood.
Pretty, don't beat me!
Quiet, boy!
I have tried to love you!
Have you, David? We'll see.
A trustworthy friend.
His name is Stepford. And he's a damn villain!
And a happy marriage.
I've begun to think I wasn't fit to be a wife.
Life can be a storm.
If my time is come, it is come. Think or bide it.
I'm going home!
Celebrating 200 years of Charles Dickens.
I hope time will be good to you.
David Copperfield on BBC Radio 4 Extra, starting on Monday morning at 10 and again in the afternoon at 3.
The digital station on radio, TV and online. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, here's an expression you probably weren't expecting to hear at the start of 2012. There's a lot we can learn from the pineapple. That's what Ian Peacock discovered in Lady Curzon and a Pineapple, first broadcast in 2005.
Whenever I see it, it gives me a fillip of exotica. And it has such a size and it has such a curious form.
It's so familiar to us that we get a bit blasé. But what an inspiration, what a bizarre thing.
What could be more gloriously elegant or strange?
It's got this wonderful perfume. It tastes finer than any other known fruit. The symbol not just of perfection in the geometrical sense, but also the romance of far-off exotic places.
At the start of the 20th century, it was thought that the perfect dinner party required just two things, both aristocrats with a certain quirky charm. No society dinner party was complete without Lady Curzon and a pineapple. The ultimate upper-class guest and the ultimate icon of largesse and luxury. In fact, for no less than 500 years, having a pineapple in your table meant you were rich, well-travelled, well-connected, witty and generous. And in the British Isles, cultivating pineapples in the grounds of your country pile was a sure sign you were on the aristocratic A-list. For centuries, pineapples had cult status. But in fact, the ancestor of the modern pineapple was a stubbly little hedgehog of a fruit in South America. I encountered one of these creatures in a steamy hothouse at Edinburgh's Botanical Gardens, where I found botanist Alan Bunnell lurking in the undergrowth.
Now, here are the sort of tropical conditions that pineapples are going to love. And if I grovel down here on the ground, here is a wild origin pineapple. Not quite the cultivated form, but look, you can see the similarity. There's this cone-like structure and the great tufts of leaves. And my goodness, they're spiky in the wilder form. So no wonder when they began to cultivate them, they bred out this slightly aggressive nature. And it likes the humidity. We're actually in the South American house, and it's got this ambience of the tropical environment. Of course, pineapples are now grown right across the tropics. This is Ananas Fritzmüllerei, celebrating one of the great German botanists who explored a lot in South America at the turn of the century.
So, wild pineapples enjoy ridiculous heat and humidity, and they're aggressive and prickly, which is precisely why cultivating them in our frosty climes was such a challenge. And it still is for some people. Ben Duckworth is 12 and lives in the picturesque Nottinghamshire town of Newark, not exactly famous for its Amazonian climate. Nevertheless, he decided to join the ancient aristocratic quest to grow a pineapple in Britain with the help of his granddad when he was 5.
Yes, it's inside here. Look, here we are.
Oh, my goodness. Can we go in?
Yeah, sure. I can remember cutting the top off, because what happened was we came home from the supermarket. We chopped it off, and then I asked Grandad if we could grow it. So we went down here, got a big tray of, I think it was gravel, And then it slowly took root, very slowly, over a couple of months.
Benjamin used to keep saying, will it be a pineapple? And all that sort of thing.
And you would bring it in the winter, would you?
Yeah.
Where would it live?
In the lounge. I used to go into there sometimes when I was watering it, and I used to talk to it. I'll just say things that have happened at school. And sit in there for about an hour, just staring at it. But it's all paid off.
Did it almost feel like a pet? I mean, it must have.
It is a pet. No, it's more than a pet. It's like a brother, almost. It cost me 79p when I bought it. And it's taken me 6 years, yeah, seven now. But I've got two pineapples out of it. And I'm just happy with it. And it's exotic. No one I know has grown a pineapple.
Not many people have. The pineapple's been the holy grail of British gardening since the 17th century, when Charles II posed with one for a portrait. It was still very much an exotic oddity then, as pineapples hadn't really hit Europe till the